We were just talking about how the first item, or one of the items, is cleanliness. So that kirtan is what you call clean kirtan. Straightforward, no theatrics, just chanting from the heart the holy name, simple so that everyone can follow. Clean kirtan. May you chant like that forever. We appreciate that. Yes, Prabhu?
One question of our channeling rooms. What kind of ramifications are there for being a
Vishwasi? Ramifications, you mean what is the reactions? The reaction of not being clean is that you don't promote yourself to higher and higher levels. You stay on the neophyte platform. So, harsha, from happiness, amarsha, distress, bhaya, fear, udvegai, and anxiety, mukta, freed, ya, who, sa, anyone, cha, also, me, to me, priya, very dear. Please repeat. He by whom no one is put into difficulty, and who is not disturbed by anyone, who is equipoised in happiness and distress, fear and anxiety, is very dear to me. Let us look at Prabhupada's purport. A few of a devotee's qualifications are further being described. No one is put into difficulty, anxiety, fearfulness, or dissatisfaction by such a devotee. Since a devotee is kind to everyone, he does not act in such a way as to put others into anxiety. At the same time, if others try to put a devotee into anxiety, he is not disturbed. It is by the grace of the Lord that he is so practiced that he is not disturbed by any outward disturbance. Actually, because a devotee is always engrossed in Krishna consciousness and engaged in devotional service, such material circumstances cannot move him. Generally, a materialistic person becomes very happy when there is something for his sense gratification and his body. But when he sees that others have something for their sense gratification and he hasn't, he is sorry and envious. When he is expecting some retaliation from an enemy, he is in a state of fear. And when he cannot successfully execute something, he becomes dejected. A devotee who is always transcendental to all these disturbances is very dear to Krishna. Let us continue. Text number 16. Anapeksha shuchir daksha udasino gatavyata svarambha parityagi yomad bhakta same priya. Anapeksha, neutral, shuchi, pure, daksha, expert, udasina, free from care, gatavyata, freed from all distress, sarva arambha, of all endeavors, parityagi, renouncer, ya, anyone who, mat bhakta, my devotee, sa he may to me priya very dear. Please repeat. My devotee, who is not dependent on the ordinary course of activities, who is pure, expert, without cares, free from all pains, and not striving for some result, is very dear to me. Purport. Money may be offered to a devotee, but he should not struggle to acquire it. If automatically by the grace of the Supreme, money comes to him, he is not agitated. Naturally, a devotee takes a bath at least twice in a day and rises early in the morning for devotional service. Thus, he is naturally clean both inwardly and outwardly. A devotee is always expert because he fully knows the essence of all activities of life, and he is convinced of the authoritative scriptures. When we come to chapter 18, by the way, we will hear the 9 symptoms of a brahmana. The last one is astikyam. Astikyam is this one, convinced of the authority of the scriptures. Let us continue. A devotee never takes the part of a particular party. Therefore, he is carefree. Prabhupada also, when the Gaudiya Math was splitting up, it is mentioned, Prabhupada did not take part in any faction. He simply spent the rest of his life meditating on the order of his spiritual master to preach in English. So he didn't get caught up. So that's good for all of us. Don't get caught up in politics. When I started doing this Namahat preaching in 1994, I made it my mission statement, no politics. I wasn't going to allow this guy to come in and sell his thing. I wasn't going to allow this guy, even though I was, in 95, I was vice president and life membership director of LA Temple. Namahat meant just hearing and chanting. I made it very clear to everybody, we're not here for any politics. When we come to my program, it's simply hearing and chanting. And we have gotten this far. I'm glad I was able to accomplish that. Srila Prabhupada ki. Okay. Therefore, he is carefree, is never pained because he is free from all designations. He knows that his body is a designation. So if there are some bodily pains, he is free. The pure devotee does not endeavor for anything which is against the principles of devotional service. For example, constructing a big building requires great energy, and the devotee does not take to such business if it does not benefit him by advancing his devotional service. Because two of the items of Sharanagati, surrender, accept everything favorable and reject everything unfavorable. Those are your 2 rules of thumb. If it's going to help my Krishna consciousness, go. If it's not going to help my Krishna consciousness, in Prabhupada's, he even mentions it once in Bhagavatam and once in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Prabhupada allowed his disciples to dress in regular Western clothes in order to distribute the books. And Prabhupada said, that doesn't matter. The idea is to get the books out. So he made that concession. All right. So that's an example. Prabhupada reasoned it was favorable for distributing books in airports if the devotees looked like Western gentlemen, and the ladies also. Let's continue. He may construct a temple for the Lord, and for that he may take all kinds of anxiety, but he does not construct a big house for his personal relations. Text number 17. Please repeat. Yo na rishayati na dveshti. Na sochati na kangshati. Shubha shubha parit yagi. Bhakti manya same priya. Please repeat. Ya. One who. Na. Never. Krishyati. Takes pleasure. Na. Never. Dveshti. Grieves. Na. Never. Sochati. Laments. Na. Never. Kangshati. Desires. Shubha. Of the auspicious. Ashubha. And the inauspicious. Parityagi. Renouncer. Bhaktiman. Devotee. Ya. One who. Sa. He is. May. To me. Priya. Dear. One who neither rejoices nor grieves, who neither laments nor desires, and who renounces both auspicious and inauspicious things, such a devotee is very dear to me. So this concept, auspicious and inauspicious, this is in terms of material consideration. Because the supreme auspicious thing is devotional service. A devotee is not going to renounce devotional service. We're not impersonalists. The impersonalist would renounce devotional service because he thinks, oh, devotional service is fruitive activity. A devotee, when it says here, renounces both auspicious and inauspicious, means material auspicious and inauspicious. For instance, and this could be taken on different levels, Prabhupada was in Vrindavan. He renounced Vrindavan for what? For engaging in executing the order of his spiritual master. He gave up that just so that he could start the Krishna consciousness movement. Very, very high understanding of renunciation. Other examples. Throughout the years, devotees have been born in extremely wealthy families and they had to leave behind their $1 million inheritance. Why? Because the parents said, you give up Krishna or else. I just heard a story in Guadalajara that one ISKCON devotee, his parents told him, his father told him, you drink this cup of wine, I'll give you your inheritance. The devotee said no. That's pretty good, huh? We're talking millions of dollars. All he had to do was drink that one glass of wine. But he couldn't do it. Why? Because he had renounced both auspicious and inauspicious things. Such a high understanding. Haridas Thakur, we read and heard previously, Maya Devi herself came, tempting him. Haridas Thakur said, no, not until I finish my rounds. All 192 of them. Let's look at Prabhupada's purport to this verse. Srila Prabhupada ki. A pure devotee is neither happy nor distressed over material gain and loss, nor is he very much anxious to get a son or disciple, nor is he distressed by not getting them. Very interesting. If he loses anything which is very dear to him, he does not lament. Similarly, if he does not get what he desires, he is not distressed. He is transcendental in the face of all kinds of auspicious, inauspicious, and sinful activities. He is prepared to accept all kinds of risks for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. There is one lecture I heard last year. We preach one of the four regulative principles is no gambling. But Prabhupada was speaking in this one lecture. To become a devotee is the ultimate gamble. Because look at what you're doing. You're giving up all material things for the chance of getting Krishna. That's a gamble. But Prabhupada said that's the best gamble. To try for Krishna. Nothing is an impediment in the discharge of his devotional service. Such a devotee is very dear to Krishna. We say in America, when life hands you lemons, make lemonade. So a devotee is always doing that. No matter what Krishna or the material energy throws at the devotee is so expert, somehow or other, he can use it, somehow or other, for Krishna consciousness. Let us go now to text 18 and 19. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra one time, please.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sama Satrau Chamitrecha. Tatamana Pamanayo. Shitoshna Sukadukeshu Samasanga Vivarjita Tulyaninda Stutir Mauni Santushto Yena Kenachit Aniketa Stira Matir Bhaktimane Priyo Nara Sama, equal, kshatrau, to an enemy, cha, also, mitre, to a friend, cha, also, tata, so, mana, in honor, apamanayo, and dishonor, shita, in cold, ushna, heat, sukha, happiness, Dukeshu and distress. Sama equipoised. Sangha vivarjita. Free from all association. Tulya equal. Ninda in defamation. Stuti and repute. Mauni silent. Santushta satisfied. Yena kena chit, with anything, aniketa, having no residence, stira, fixed, mati, determination, bhaktiman, engaged in devotion, me, to me, priya, dear, nara, a man. One who is equal to friends and enemies.
One who is equal to friends and enemies.
Who is equipoised in honor and dishonor.
Who is equipoised in honor and dishonor.
Heat and cold.
Heat and cold.
Happiness and distress.
Happiness and distress.
Fame and infamy.
Fame and infamy.
Who is always free from contaminating association.
Who is always free from contaminating association.
So that's an important one, especially for us householders. especially if you're working in the material world. Because if you're working in the material world, imperceptibly you're becoming contaminated dealing with all the people and places and things in the material world. So you have to work very, very hard to become uncontaminated. That means you have to chant in the morning and the evening, and then weekend, get yourself to the temple and do as much cleansing on the weekend to make up for all that contaminating influence that you had during the week. Very, very important. Continuing, please repeat. Always silent and satisfied with anything.
Always silent and satisfied with anything.
Who doesn't care for any residence. Who is fixed in knowledge. And who is engaged in devotional service. Such a person is very dear to me. This idea of doesn't care for any residence reminds me, perhaps 10 years ago, if not old, I was in Panama, and it was an evening program, and it rained, and thunderstorm and lightning, and as the program started, all the electricity went out. So we did the program by candlelight, and it was an ecstatic program. And there was one, the son of the host. For years, we've been trying to get the guy to chant. On this night, he decides, okay, tonight I'm going to do kirtan. We couldn't get him to stop. Once he started, he went on and on and on and on and on. He got a taste. But that was a fantastic program, the candlelight program. The whole, even the prasadam was by candlelight. All right, let's look at Prabhupada's purport. A devotee is always free from all bad association. Sometimes one is praised and sometimes one is defamed. That is the nature of human society. But the devotee is always transcendental to artificial fame and infamy, distress or happiness. He is very patient. He does not speak of anything but the topics about Krishna. Therefore, he is called silent. That's a very good definition there. Let's read that again. He does not speak of anything but the topics about Krishna. Therefore, he is called silent. Silent does not mean that one should not speak. Silent means that one should not speak nonsense. One should speak only of essentials. And the most essential speech for a devotee is to speak for the sake of the Supreme Lord. A devotee is happy in all conditions. Sometimes he may get very palatable foodstuffs, sometimes not, but he is satisfied. Nor does he care for any residential facility. He may sometimes live underneath a tree, and he may sometimes live in a very palatial building. He is attracted to neither. And if this was my purport, I would say, sometimes he does programs in someone's garage, office garage. You remember? When we first started? Yes. Sometimes he lives in a very palatial building, he is attracted to neither. He is called fixed because he is fixed in his determination and knowledge. We may find some repetition in the descriptions of the qualifications of a devotee. But this is just to emphasize the fact that a devotee must acquire all these qualifications. Without good qualifications, one cannot be a pure devotee. Harava bhaktasya kuto Mahad Guna. That is a quote from the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that quote, the entire verse, is that if one has all kinds of materially good facilities, qualities, attributes, but he's not a devotee, no worth. The real thing is this person a devotee? And if one is a devotee, then all good qualities will gradually manifest in that person. You may not see it at first, but if the person remains a devotee, a real devotee, then gradually all the good qualities will manifest. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahat guna. One who is not a devotee has no good qualification. One who wants to be recognized as a devotee should develop the good qualifications. Now here comes a very important sentence. Of course, he does not extraneously endeavor to acquire these qualifications. But engagement in Krishna consciousness and devotional service automatically helps him develop them. That is so important. You may wake up one day, I don't have this thing, I don't have this qualification, I don't have this. You may think, I have not made any advancement. That's all right. You just nicely engage in devotional service, especially what two processes? Hearing and chanting. Just do that nicely every day. You will gradually develop your good qualities. They will develop. Last year, I'm not going to mention any names, but, and don't be embarrassed, somebody most of us know said to me, wow, I can't believe how much Kundan has advanced. Somebody who would never expect made that comment to me. He made that remark. Prabhupada said a similar thing. You are not devotees. You're servant of the devotees. Lord Chaitanya's philosophy, dasa dasa anudasa.